after a few tumultuous years and the exit of the former executive director, Philadelphia's famous Mutter Museum now has two science historians in charge. WHYY's Alan Yu has more on their vision for the museum.
Science historian Erin McCleary was an intern at the Mutter Museum in the late 1990s. She later wrote a dissertation on the history of medical museums in the U.S. Now she is returning as the Senior Director of Collections and Research. She says her goal is for visitors to reach what she calls historic empathy.
By empathy, I don't mean like, oh, I'm looking at this body that's very distinctively different from me and feeling sorry for that person. By this, I mean the ability to place yourself in a different space, a different time, a different lived experience.
One way the new leaders are trying to do that is by presenting a more complete picture of a patient's life story, starting from the date of death and case reports.
There's one specimen, for instance, where we are tracing, is a child who died at age 7, his full family history. So we now have this child's brother's report card from 1891.
So far, this is a pilot program to see how well their research methods work. For the past year and a half, the Mutter Museum has had a public engagement project to ask for feedback on how they should handle human remains in their collection. McCleary and Sarah Ray, a fellow senior museum director, will present some of this research at an upcoming event later this year and see what people think of it. Alan Yu, WHYY News.